Yes, indeed. We are back and we're happy to be here, right, Mike?
We are ecstatic to be here.
That's right, indeed. We've got some good things coming up. I've got one piece called Getting Older, but we have a little business first.
Yes, I want to remind you, this is the final weekend. It's the big weekend of all the horse racing and everything else that's gone on during the Mile City Bucking Horse Sale. Well, it all caps off this weekend with the Gary Allen concert on May 15th. And then they've got the Oren Murray Permit Challenge headlining things on the 16th. With the 17th bringing you a second day of events. A lot of these date all the way back to the original 1951. And the world's biggest one-day match bronc ride on Sunday. Check it out at buckinghorsesale.com.
Tri-State Livestock News is your trusted source for all things agriculture. Every detail of their publication is tailored to the cattleman, from connecting buyers and sellers around the clock to providing the latest news and updates in the industry. Tri-State Livestock News is what ranchers read. Please go to tsln.com so you can start receiving it every week.
What are you sharing today?
Getting older, which, by the way, we all are.
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are. My face in the mirror isn't wrinkled or drawn. My furniture is dusted. The cobwebs are gone. My garden is lovely, and so is the lawn. I don't think I'll ever put my glasses back on.
Through rose-colored glasses, right?
Yeah. My age is golden. I've heard it said, but sometimes I wonder as I go to bed. My ears in a drawer, my teeth in a cup, my eyes on the table till I get up. Ere sleep dims my eyes, I say to myself, is there anything else I can lay on a shelf? When people's cars get old and worn and then begin to toddle, they go somewhere and trade them in and get a newer model. Now I have very often thought, when time has left me feeble, how nice it would be to find a firm that deals with worn out people. How nice it would be when feet give out or you have damaged livers, and we could go and buy new parts just as we do for flivvers. And when my frame is bent with age and getting to look a little shoddy, how nice it would be to trade it in and get a brand new body. I don't know who wrote that, but again, a little reminder, if we're blessed, we're getting older.
You know, we just kind of got through tax season for most people, and I hope you've got your tax return back already or you didn't have to pay too much. This was sent, J.B. Gold from Lemon, South Dakota, sent this to The Good Stuff. They sent my tax return back again in response to the question, list all dependents. I replied, 12 million illegal immigrants, 3 million crackheads, 42 million unemployable people on food stamps, 2 million people in over 243 prisons, half of Mexico, and 535 fools in the U.S. House and Senate. Apparently, this was not an acceptable answer.
Uh-oh.
Just kidding there. But.
Okay, here's some funny little things. If lawyers are disbarred and clergymen defrocked, then doesn't it follow that electricians can be delighted, musicians denoted, cowboys deranged, models deposed, tree surgeons debarked, and dry cleaners depressed?
Well, that kind of sounds like it should fit right in there.
Well, that's what I thought. If a pig loses its voice, is it disgruntled?
Yes, I think it legally is.
Okay, why is a person who plays the piano called a pianist, but a person who drives a race car is not called a racist?
Because that would be wrong, right?
That's right. If it's true that we are here to help others, then what exactly are the others here for?
Good question.
That's what I thought. I have a couple more of these I'll poke in. If people from Poland are called Poles, then why aren't people from Holland called Holes?
Because they don't want to be.
Why do croutons come in airtight packages? Aren't they just stale bread to begin with?
That's true. That's good thinking there.
That's right. And we work so hard to keep them fresh.
I want to remind you about the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board with a big, wide invitation for you to come visit us here in Cherry County, Nebraska. And you wonder what there is to do? Well, how about a National Scenic River? Enjoy a float trip down the river. Or maybe go to Merritt Reservoir, home of the International Dark Skies. First one designated in the state of Nebraska and home of the Nebraska Star Party coming up this summer. You can find out more information about these and all the other things to do planning your next trip to Cherry County, Nebraska. Go to visitvalentine.com. And that's the good stuff.